Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Patients can get back to work the next day. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience, all more affordable than you might imagine, especially with 20% off. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Must mention this promotion and be treated in April 2021 to qualify. 20% off standard price of Wavelight procedure. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to LASIK.com for details. Patient age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses. Individual results vary.
Kraft Axe Throwing is your premier spot for casual or competitive axe throwing. Whether it's a night out with friends, casual or competitive, reserve your spot today. Now open. Reserve your lane now at KraftAxeThrowing.com. Use Radio 15 at checkout for 15% off.
Wood, we love it. Unfortunately, so do termites. When's the last time you had your home checked? For all you know, the only thing keeping your house together is a bunch of termites holding hands. Call Allied Termite Infest today, 901-754-0454.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today, I'm going to surprise my girlfriend of 5 years with something great for her birthday. A scented candle. I'm talking a good scent, like lavender, not something lame like pine. I've been building this gift up too, telling her it was going to be something special. She made a joke about me knowing her ring size, and I played it off like she was on the right track. I even mentioned that her parents were fully on board with the one I picked out. She's going to be so surprised to get this candle.
Maybe clueless boyfriends just need a Snickers. Snickers satisfies.
Some things are just true, like your local Geico agent could save you hundreds. And also, two-year-olds will always ask why.
It's lunchtime.
Why?
Because you're hungry.
Why?
Because humans need food.
Why?
Because we convert it to energy, blood, and muscle and bone.
Why?
Because I love you.
Your local Geico agent could help you save 15% or more. It's just true.
Are you shopping for a new watch, an engagement ring, any kind of jewelry at all? What's up, Memphis? This is Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Grizzlies, encouraging you all to shop where I shop, Platinum Jewelers here in Memphis. Platinum Jewelers has a big selection of earrings, stockable rings, luxury watches, necklaces, bracelets, really whatever you need. They do custom jewelry and have two locations in the area. One is 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. The other is 9387 Poplar next to Fresh Market in Germantown. So if you need anything jewelry related, go to my spot, Platinum Jewelers.
National contest data message rate supply.
The Parlay Payday.
Powered by BetQL.
Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today.
11K a day.
All right, SOAP is the code word. Text the word SOAP, S-O-A-P, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. You have up until 2 o'clock to win. Text the word SOAP, S-O-A-P, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. With Jason and John, text SOAP, S-O-A-P, to 72881. Next chance is coming up at 2 with Giannotto and Jeffrey.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports. On 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Never had no problems, yeah.
It's lunchtime in Memphis, Tennessee. Nothing goes better in Memphis Then basketball, we got plenty of that. And barbecue from Tops Barbecue, 16 locations throughout the city. I lived right up the street, or right down the street, however you want to say it, from a Tops Barbecue location. And it enriched my childhood. I truly believe that. It is the best in Memphis. Best barbecue for sure. Best burger, hands down. What are you waiting for? Get over Tops Barbecue today.
That burger? It's from Charlie's Meat Market. Yep, that Charlie's Meat Market. They make them fresh over Tops. Delivered 5-6 times a week. None of that frozen patty stuff. It's probably why it's the best burger in town. And try the Fireman. You may not see it on that menu. I had not before I was schooled. That's when you can put some of that perfectly cooked barbecue on top of the burger. Better have that appetite. 16 locations. The newest one's in Bartlett for Tops. We're just thrilled and humbled that they've joined us. As John said, they certainly didn't need us. Tops been around a long time. 1952, they haven't changed anything. Haven't changed the recipe since then. The sauce, the slaw, it's all still made the same way. And don't forget, because next time you'll hear this is Wednesday. Don't forget about Tops Tuesdays. Tomorrow you get those $3 single burgers and $4 doubles. Speaking of burgers, let's cook up some respect burgers, baby.
Now, it's time for the Jason and John Show Respect Burgers.
R-E-S-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Sizzling Respect Burgers, served hot and fresh from Jason and John.
I'd probably give one to Jonas last night for what he did, man. But John said don't give him any more losing efforts.
Gotta be careful.
And I'm kidding.
You don't want to set that precedent. It's an ugly precedent to set.
No, there are no moral victories. We're going to start with the man who you saw in an airport, Chicago airport, apparently sitting by himself today before he gets back to Japan. Hideki Matsuyama.
Respect.
Thought I wasn't going to give a respect burger to somebody out the masses.
It's beautiful.
Here's why I'm doing it. We touched on a little bit earlier. Made history on Sunday as the first male golfer from Japan to win a major championship. He's 29 years old, reading from the ESPN story on this part. Closed had a 1-over-73 there. Got a little close there at the end after having the, 5-6 shot lead there late. Wins by one. And you're just really happy for him because if you read Wright Thompson's story about Matsuyama, and Wright Thompson may be the best, for my money, best sports writers out there as far as it's concerned. Read his story on Matsuyama, and you'll get an idea of the pressure and the weight that this man must be feeling, especially after, Brad, did you realize 10 years ago, I'm not sure, and I say you because I know John didn't, 10 years ago, what he went best amateur out there at Augusta.
Oh, yeah.
So, right, he'd been on a path of, you can be the first Japanese male, got to go out and win a major. Been on that for a while, but hadn't been able to come through. Here's an excerpt, something I pulled out from Wright Thompson's story, I think gives you a little bit of an idea of what this guy was facing. Back home, Matsuyama, I'm talking about in Japan, obviously, is obsessed over to the degree that he and his wife kept both their marriage and the birth of their child from the rabid Japanese media. Reporters write about every little thing, including, for instance, the weight Matsuyama has gained since moving to America. It's constant and oppressive, but not a surprise. We know how Japanese media works. We saw them around Yuta. And you know, a lot of times we talk about how much of media there was. But what we didn't, a lot of that was in joking, in jest. We didn't talk about is the tremendous scrutiny and pressure. And especially a guy like Matsuyama, who's been crowned, has been in these majors, but hadn't been able to come through before. The expectations and the hope of an entire country were riding on this man, it felt like, down that stretch. And listen, he had blown, it was a 5 bogeys coming home back in 2017 in the PGA Championship, broke down, wept on Japanese television back there 4 years ago after a meltdown then. And you can sort of feel, surely the guy was hoping, not going to happen to me again, right? I'm going to go back to my country, a hero. And he was able to pull that off. And I'm happy for him. I'm happy for his family. Sounds like, and we've all talked about, joked a little bit about, he'll essentially be a millionaire billionaire over there now in Japan. But I'm thrilled that he got this monkey, this scrutiny, this off of his back. Because I can imagine the weight and the pressure that has to come with that. What's the most pressurized situation you two have been in your lives?
Ooh, great question. Great question.
Most pressurized, because you
situation.
Certainly haven't had
the
expectations
of
a country on your shoulders. So I'm just curious. In our everyday lives, guys, we can't compare anything we do to this, right?
No.
That's when me and my wife were trying, man. That was the most pressure.
Masan was treating you like a piece of meat.
Man. Come on, but, John.
At some point, like,
that's a fun time.
Well, it's fun to a point, you know. And then after like the fifth time that day, it's like, I don't know how much more I have.
You really got to practice.
But what you didn't have was a country of listeners saying, John, get it done, get it done. Now you're getting fat. Now you're not performing. You didn't have anybody on your back.
That's right. True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's true.
So not even close.
No.
And frankly, the fact that you brought it to the table, a little bit ridiculous. Anything, Brad?
Can't think of anything close.
He didn't want to bring anything to the table.
I wish I did.
My point is, we have faced nothing like this.
No, we don't.
When you have your entire country.
If you're asking me to be sincere, I would say this radio show.
Wow.
So I would say getting this radio show.
That's interesting.
Because
I know where you're going with
that. Look, there was a lot of pressure. There's always. I mean, I think you and I put an ungodly amount of pressure on ourselves daily anyway, because that's just what we do. We're wired that way.
Yeah.
I don't think that ever changes. But, look, I mean, when we were here the first day, Brad, and Jason's phone won't stop dinging, and he's looking at the clock four times hour.
You had a lot of doubts, huh?
Who knows? Like, you never know in this business. You just don't know. But that pressure quickly, you know, as soon as you brought it, I'll say as soon as you sort of whipped off the Tubby Smith impression, all my worry went away.
Mm-hmm. That really was the turning point, wasn't it?
It absolutely was.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Well, hello there.
I'll finish it up with the great Wright Thompson. He carries, speaking of Matsuyama, riding of Matsuyama, he carries an enormous burden as the best male Japanese golfer because of the vital and complex importance the sport has carried in the country since the end of World War II. This burden has proved to be too much for him at times, but he came through on Sunday.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, it wasn't pressure for me, but the situation was when Jake, that first trip to the hospital that we sort of all take, and John, God willing, you won't take that trip, but it's that one where you don't know where something wrong with your kid and they changed the formula or something like that. We had to go to the med and they thought it was worse than it is, and it was like lactose intolerant baby formula. But I know that sounds really petty. But when you talk about your kid's health, and this is the moments you'll get to at some point, Jason, there will be a point where, or John, because Jason might have, I don't know, everything else seems so not important.
Yeah, no, I can get that. You did anything with your child.
Yeah, but I can't think of a situation like this where there's, you know, the weight of a country.
For John, it's doing the, Jones Classic on this weekend. Yeah.
That was probably it for him.
So what we've established is that nothing comes close. We're all thrilled for Hideki Matsuyama coming through for his country, more importantly for himself in the clutch.
A lot of people that I saw, and it wasn't really talked about as much, but his caddy at the end of
bowed.
At the end, of, yes, he took his hat off and bowed.
That was beautiful
on the golf course, which obviously is a Japanese custom, sort of pay your respect. And you know, I think in these times. Not to sort of make this something that it's not, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in these particular times, in this particular year, I think that there is a certain amount of poetry.
With the Asian hate stuff?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I thought about this.
With an Asian-born golfer winning the most prestigious American golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a certain level of poetry that comes with that. And
I can't imagine.
I don't know what it means.
Any other golfers felt that kind of pressure on him to come through at that point. And especially, like we said, we talked about 4 years ago, he had the situation of PGA Championship where he just blew up five bogeys. So good to see him come through. I got another one.
Respect.
I bet y'all didn't know this. And it's a really good story. Southwest Tennessee is headed to the national tournament. And here's the reason that they're getting a respect burger. Amari Sanders is the interim coach over there. Has got them. They've won win their region tournament. Defeated Cleveland State 70-59 to advance. But you know who this team's led by at point guard, Gus?
Who?
Nick Merriweather. That name ring any bells?
Absolutely it does. Son of Dez.
It's the son of Dez Merriweather, who years ago asked Penny Hardaway to come help him at Leicester with a group of kids who were super talented, right? Ended up winning, I think, 3 state titles at Leicester. Nick Merriweather's all grown up. Remember, he ended up playing at East for Penny, and now he's at Southwest helping them make it to the National Junior College Tournament.
Right.
It's a great story because I'm telling you this now. I can't imagine, and I know many of our listeners have, I've put myself in these shoes quite a bit. I can't imagine losing my father at such a young age and how tough that must have been. And I realized for a guy like Nick Merriweather, that team at East and Leicester, having Penny Hardaway, right, that must have helped. But that don't replace dad. right? And as much as they want to, and as much as they're there for you, it doesn't replace losing your father, who was 41. Okay, when we lost Coach Merriweather to colon cancer, it's awful to think about. But clearly, this has been a Nick Merriweather has persevered and pushed on through in a way that I'm not sure I could have, and I'm not sure how many of us could have. It's a great story. He's not the only one. Jamie Sanders, he's an all-TCCAA selection, most valuable player of the region tournament. I think Sanders is leading him in scoring, 15.2 points. But our man Merriweather, 4.9 assists per game. I thought the update itself was worth talking about. Was 2015, if I'm not mistaken, when we lost his father, Dez Merriweather. Remember, if Dez doesn't ask Penny Hardaway to come help him coach at Leicester,
that's right.
Who knows if John and I are even, you know, trying to work out a Tigers roster next year under Penny Hardaway for year four.
It would be
my point.
Yes,
that's where Penny got those chops sweated. That's where he cut his teeth in terms of this coaching thing. In addition to the team Penny stuff. And it's been a heck of a story, and I just thought a good thing to highlight a group of young men now for Southwest and headed, I believe it starts next week, Southwest Tennessee basketball.
That's
getting
awesome.
An absolute respect burger. Nick Merriweather getting an absolute respect burger, leading that team from the point guard position.
Respect.
One more. This one you might think comes a little bit out of left field, kind of like a Eddie George taking over at Tennessee State, John.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what you think. The pharmacist down at Kroger, 1366 Poplar. I'm talking about the Kroger in Midtown. Many of you all are familiar. I actually grew up not far from that Kroger, Poplar and Stonewall, literally not more than the rock's throw, certainly a short bike ride down there. John, I'm going to tell you a story. I get in that line on Saturday, had to get out from Collierville, leave your television appearance. I wanted to be there, John, but there was only one thing.
I was on the
there
broadcast.
Was only one, there was
there
only one thing.
I was
only
on the
one thing could keep me from it.
He gave you a shout-out, though.
And that was that. Well, he also said, I don't know why Jason's not here.
I don't know why he's not here.
I heard that part.
I kept it real. I did not know why you weren't there.
And I had previously told you I was going to get my second COVID vaccine dose on Saturday. Would have to get out of there early. So I get down to Kroger in Midtown. I'm not sure. Have y'all ever been to the Kroger in Midtown, first of all?
I have.
I don't live there. Uh-huh. Why would I go to the Kroger in Midtown? I don't live there.
Can get very busy. Okay.
Yeah, I'm very
busy. Like most
the
of them.
Busiest.
But it's one of the busiest in the middle of Midtown.
Yep.
And I get there at 12:45 for my second dose appointment. And this isn't to say, got my second dose. That's your decision. You want to do it? I'm happy I got mine.
But
there's one guy in the pharmacy, okay? One man in the pharmacy. He's got a line outside the pharmacy. And John, he's not just giving COVID vaccines, taking the back to do that. He's filling prescriptions and doing it all. And so at that, everybody in the line, because we're all waiting, we're going, man, what in the world are they doing in there? How do they not have any help for this man? So I'm observing him. Last name Stubblefield, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
But I'm watching him, John. And at a time where, I don't know if you've ever been had some people waiting on you, but when that line gets long, a lot of times that'll add to some stress, right?
Absolutely. You pick it up.
This brother was just moving with pure patience. And not okay. So even to a point where we're saying, man, this could take all day for some of us. So the line finally moves. We're moving through, and I get up to the front, and I tell Brother Stubblefield that, listen, man, you have to be a man of God to have the kind of patience you got right now to have this line right now. You don't look the least bit stressed out. You're moving on through the line. You're getting it all done. But man, you could tell this line. We were all stressed out back here. And as he's about to give me his COVID shot, he tells me this. He said, and this is weird because it shocked me, John. He said, you're the Stuart Scott of Memphis. I had my mask on. To that point, he hadn't said nothing about, because we were talking about, your name's Leslie Smith, right? We were going through all that stuff. I had no idea that, he's recognized my voice. He takes me into the back. And when I said, man, you true man of God, man, to have this kind of patience, you could see the light bulb went off. And he said, brother, let me tell you something. He said, I like what you do on the air. I like what you and John do. I like what you guys got. You do more than just sports. A lot of times it's talking about your lives. A lot of times, Jason, it's talking about your relationship with God. I like that. But let me tell you something, brother. It's about to get tough. okay? And at a time where I thought God's mission for me was to pour into this man, hey, man, stay patient, you know, man, you just don't worry about this line, whatever else, man. I told him I was going to pray for patience for him, that he could have this continued patience in what clearly was a stressful situation. He just wasn't showing it. Little did I know, God had not only put him there to pour into me when it came to the COVID dose, John, but to sit up here and tell me about our job and what may be coming in terms of if we're going to continue the way we are. What his point was, hey, man, you keep talking, you know, as openly. Sometimes folks ain't going to like it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes folks aren't going to, they want sports from you. Or, remember COVID and all that stuff, whatever it was, sometimes it's going to get tough. And what ends up happening, man, is what's wonderful about God. You think you know what a certain situation is going to be, ends up the guy's pouring into you. Okay? So I went to get a COVID dose, John, the second COVID dose, so I could go feel free or whatever.
Yeah.
Brother, I didn't do nothing but come out of there with a lot of encouragement, you know, from God's word. But this brother, who I thought needed the help,
yeah,
this brother ended up helping me.
You needed the help.
I preparing me for what's to come. And again, saying, no, you, brother, go out and be encouraged. You know, at a time I'm trying to pour into him. So I was
beautiful.
Blown away. I walk out of there literally almost in tears saying, thank you, God. And some folks will get what I'm saying and some won't. But there are times, man, where you realize it's bigger than you. You realize this is part of a bigger plan. And the hair, it'll make the hair on your arms and your back. And that was me walking out of the Kroger that had gone in there for a COVID dose and come out of there, man, feeling like I've literally just got a message from God through this brother. God put him there to put. Get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like I know that probably sounds strange as heck, but it's us. We've always been genuine about our lives and how we feel. Me about my faith and sort of my walk and growth in that faith. It's things like Saturday that make me feel even stronger, grow my faith.
Yeah.
And hopefully others, because that's why we tell the testimony. That's why, because for some reason, right, for the 9 out of 10 that ain't gonna make that one, God wants you to. Hopefully he's gonna hear that, just like he had that brother tell me that. So I want to give him a respect, Burger, for doing not just the work of Kroger and the pharmacy.
This is
and the country
brother Stubblefield
getting vaccine in. Yeah, he was doing God's work in there too, man, on his own time, man, moving on God's time. And I want to thank him and give him that respect.
Man, you know, godly things do happen.
I tried to call back down there this morning and just got the book because I wanted to get his full name.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at his coat. And if I'm wrong, I'm going to come back tomorrow and correct. But Stubblefield was the last name, if I'm not mistaken. This brother is down there, needs a raise, man. He's down there
godly
doing God's
things
work and giving you
Kroger.
You the vaccine.
Because you know what's crazy?
And filling prescriptions by himself.
I mean, what a beast.
Can I tell you?
It wasn't the least bit stressed out. Didn't look like
you
on
said,
the surface. It amazed me.
Godly things do happen at Kroger.
Oh my gosh, John, I was moved.
It's not hyperbole because when I got my COVID shot, you got to think about it. It's one of the rare moments today in COVID times where you're captive or you've been captive in a situation like that for a year and a half, right? Almost like a damn confessional booth because I did the same thing. This is so weird. He was a student who works at Kroger Germantown, and you go in there, and this brother was the same way. It's odd because he asked me about my life and it was oddly similar. I don't think it was the same person.
What was weird is that I didn't think I was, and I've talked about this with some other people, but they said, you might not have gotten the message if you hadn't said, you know, I'm going to pray for you about the patient. Because I promise you, this brother was just going
to
give me my shot and continue to go on. Maybe not, again, God's plan, not my plan, but I could see it in him when I said, pray for you for. That light bulb went off, and then it was a completely different conversation the rest of the way.
Yep.
So maybe I don't get that word from him if I don't say initially. So again, it feels like it's all playing into
each other. Where did you guys sign up? Because I got my vaccine at Kroger too, but I missed the testimonial, the gospel part of it. So what did y'all sign up? Where did y'all sign up? The 700 Club? I'm trying to figure out.
Well, that's funny you say that.
I just walked in and walked out. I guess they said, he's a lost soul.
Well,
we can't help him.
John, sometimes you got to be ready to receive.
Hey, I will say this, though.
Sometimes you got to be open to receive, and maybe it's happening, but you don't have them hands open ready for the ball.
I did not get the good word from Kroger when I got the vaccine, but I did get 3 for $15 on those 12 packs of diet of Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar.
You're going to go straight to hell.
No, I'm saying that's what I got.
I'm kidding.
That's what I got.
But that you want to talk about your diet, Dr. Pepper?
That was an amazing
thing, man.
It was 3 for $15. You can't beat that with a stick.
That was a deal from God, man.
Yeah, it's the best price in town.
Okay.
Yeah.
See,
Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar is a gift from God, man. It is. because it tastes the same. Think about that.
Yeah.
This was
Think about that.
Brad, I felt like this was powerful there for a minute.
I thought it was real.
It is powerful.
No, it was until you went to your deal from God on your Diet Dr. Pepper.
No, it was not. That's the thing. It was not Diet Dr. Pepper. It was Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar.
Here's the good news,
John. Amazing,
John.
Sometimes, 3 for $15.
Hey, a sign from God.
Sometimes you find God whether you're looking for him or, in your case, not.
I was just going to get a COVID shot. That's all I was going for.
And I'm sure many have gone into Kroger and just gotten the COVID shot.
You know?
Brad and I got more, apparently, from two different people.
He was a student down there at the pharmacy school down there in Memphis, downtown.
You guys were spiritually full, but I was sustained physically because I got that 3 for $15 Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar. And you can't beat that deal a stick.
Do you have any fries?
I actually do have some
fries. Oh, we
have fries.
I wondered if he was scared to ask. If he's on his job this week.
He's done his job. He's prepped.
And he ain't going to like it.
Oh, here it is.
He ain't going to like who
gets
the fries today.
They're extra salty today. They're extra salty.
Very salty. How about some fries for the Los Angeles Lakers?
Respect.
Oh, stop.
Oh, see, look.
What the hell is this man doing, Jason?
I knew how salty he was going to be because, look, all we've had to hear, all we've been forced to listen to for the last month is how it's just done. It's wrapped up.
Well, it is.
The Nets win the NBA championship. No matter what happens, they win. They got James Harden and KD and Kyrie Irving.
Sound like Kashawn Johnson over here.
But I don't know about you guys.
Only about Drummond and my man Aldridge.
This weekend, I believe these two teams played a basketball game, and the Brooklyn Nets were the ones who lost by 25.
Yeah.
Without LeBron, without AD, they were led by Andre Drummond and the one known as Empty Canvas, Ben McLemore. That's right, Ben McLemore they pulled out of the trash heap.
I did see him in a Lakers uniform,
He had 17. Marcus Gasol didn't even play, and they won by 25. Now, I will admit, KD was on a minutes restriction. Kyrie Irving got ejected because he took issue with Dennis Schroeder dropping the N-bomb.
Yep.
That must be said. But 25 at the crib? This ain't over.
No.
It's like Ice Cube said, it ain't over, mother. It ain't over. That's going to be a classic series. Nets may win it. They may.
Don't be fooled by this.
But we got.
This is fool's gold.
We got the real Antetokounmpo. We got Empty Canvas. We got Andre Drummond.
Don't do this, John.
And LeBron and Anthony
Davis. I like that he's doing follow right to my trap.
Even now it's a trap. Now we're lulling them to sleep, making them feel good about themselves. These Lakers, they're going to have a false sense of complacency.
We're all three out there, Joe? No, you just said it. KD was on a minutes restriction. You don't even have James Harden out there, bro. And I realize Lakers didn't have their guys either, but this is the best thing that could have happened to the Nets and to KD, this to happen. There's no question about it. Because now what happens, you don't go in there half-stepping anymore, do you? There will be no chance that you will have a Brooklyn team that's half-stepping when it plays these guys, not with KD then, not on a minutes restriction, and with Harden, and with Kyrie not getting thrown out. Do not take this fool's gold, man.
Look, this is
do
what,
not take this fool's gold.
This is what somebody who has a futures bet on Brooklyn would absolutely say. They lost by 25.
Man, KD going to be so motivated. That's what they want. I'd rather have them losing by 25.
A championship should motivate you, not a 25-point loss.
Then beating them by 25, or I think the line was 11, I'd rather have the L come out of it because then I think you can get some value. Now Steve Nash can say, hey, man, remember, we can't take these guys lightly. Hell, we lost to them when they have AD and LeBron. That will not happen now.
Will you at least admit that it's going to be
a regular season game that means nothing. Nothing.
Okay, what would you say if the shoe were on the other foot? If Brooklyn had beaten L.A., you'd be coming here and say, I told you L.A. ain't got no chance. I guarantee you'd be saying that today.
Guess what? It would not have been mentioned on the show.
Oh, bull
That's what
crap.
I would have done.
Bull
because
crap.
Why? Because it's a regular season, fool.
Bull crap. You would not come in here and say that. I didn't want to say that, but look at Brooklyn. Look what they did last night to L.A. I told y'all it wasn't going to be no series.
Did you hear me giving out a respect burger to him? I wouldn't have given out a respect burger to Brooklyn for beating the sorry Lakers.
You
want
to give a respect burger out to Jonas today.
I said you could give one for 30 and 20 or whatever the heck it was. But we're not doing that.
No, all I know for a fact, there is no question about it, that if Brooklyn had beaten the Lakers,
that's wrong.
And LeBron was on a minutes restriction.
They've been beating teams up. Everybody, who you want?
25.
Trailblazers, Wizards.
25.
Pistons, Timberwolves, Rockets, Hornets.
Bunch of trash.
That's a lot of bad teams. Knicks, Pelicans.
Trash.
I don't care.
That's a bunch of trash. They lost by 25 at the crib last night. Cannot tell me that does not matter.
James Harden barely played. It's basically the same thing, John.
And here's your problem that you don't want to talk about. It's the dirty little secret that everybody sweeps underneath the rug and doesn't want to talk about.
You mad Brevin Knight came on this side of the road, too.
I'm not mad at Brevin. I'm disappointed.
You stay over there.
I'm disappointed in Brevin.
Stay over there by yourself. Then.
You can't guarantee me that Kyrie Irving's going to actually play.
What?
You cannot guarantee me.
Yes, he's going to play.
Yeah, he is taking,
you
cannot guarantee he is taking a wellness day off here.
This dude take more wellness days than Connor Dunning.
He ain't doing that in the playoff.
I mean, you don't know at the end of the day if Kyrie Irving is going to play. You have no clue.
No.
He could be in an RV in Jonesboro, Arkansas during the NBA Finals. You can't promise me he won't.
First off, I don't appreciate that shot at Connor.
Well, it's the way everybody knows.
You try to slip that in there. Like a little shank, a little shield. I don't like it.
Okay. But it's true. We love Connor.
You just watched Minnesota beat the Bulls. We just talked about this. We don't bet on the NBA because it's crazy. You can't figure it out.
Yes.
And you want to put a lot of stock all of a sudden into this Lakers win over the Nets. You cannot do that. Again, I would tell you this is better for the Nets than a 25-point win would have been. Because at this point now, Steve Nash can actually act like he's got a card to play. Y'all took them too lightly last night. Frankly, let's be real. It's not even close to what the real matchup will be like. You don't have Harden. You
missed your calling. Your calling is not as a radio host. It's as a crisis management consultant. That's what you're really good at. You're really good at trying to spin. This is going to be really good for Nets. This is going to be the best thing that could ever possibly happen to him. Meanwhile, Kyrie Irving is in friggin' Nebraska.
When they won 109-98 at the Lakers, 10, 15 games ago, did I come in here and say, John, did you see it? John.
25.
That was at L.A.?
25 burger. On your face.
The answer is no.
On your face.
Any more fries?
Yes.
Because what you've given out so far is worthless.
I want to give some fries out to the people that were behind you in the COVID line because you were holding it up having this long, drawn-on, carried-on conversation.
Respect.
With the man at Kroger.
Okay. Well,
that's why the line was so long, because you were holding it up.
God just flattened your tires outside. Your day is about to get real bad.
They're already underinflated.
The way you're talking is real dangerous right now.
You were holding up the line, man.
It's you and that guy who did that 666 shoe for Nike.
Lil Nas X. That's right. Me and Lil Nas X.
I used to be just like you. I joked about God, all that, don't you? You know what I found out?
What?
He was still with me.
There you go.
Love that.
That's the way you look at it? You feel like you can joke about God and stab him in the back like you want to. You think he's going to walk and still be with you? Is that your approach to life now?
I wouldn't say I joke about God. I would say I would joke about you having this long arm.
You said God gave you that Dr. Pepper deal.
He did. That was a deal that I found while I was getting the COVID vaccine.
Let me tell you, members only. He wants to do more for you than that.
Well, I embrace it.
You got to do better.
Hopefully that deal will stay for a while because I have been taking advantage of it. Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar, I'm just telling you.
Lord, touch
it. It tastes
touch
the same.
Him, Lord. Touch
it's a beautiful
him.
Thing. Nets lose by 25. Everything is good in Brooklyn, even though Kyrie Irving is in Idaho right now on Kanye West Ranch. No problem.
Wyoming, fool.
Wyoming, whatever. It's all the same. Anyway, there you have it. That's this edition of Respect Burgers. You wanted some fries, you got them. How's that?
Not happy with who received them, but just thank you for working today.
That's right. We clocked in today. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show on a Monday. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
Geico.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, everyone, it's Gary Parrish. And look, I love talking sports betting, but I also believe it's important to put safety first, and FanDuel agrees, which is why FanDuel has teamed up with the American Gaming Association to support their Have a Game Plan campaign and encourage you to please bet responsibly. FanDuel is committed to offering tools and resources to help you stay safe every time you use their app. Learn more at FanDuel.com/playsafe. And if you or anyone you know has a gambling problem, please call the Tennessee Red Line for help, 1-800-889-9789. 21 plus and present in Tennessee. That's 1-800-889-9789.
Spring is showtime at BetMGM. Baseball is back, and as the weather warms up, the hockey and basketball action gets even hotter. It's the perfect time to take a shot at an easy 100 from the King of Sportsbooks. Sign up today using code RIGHT100, WRIGHT100, and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on either the Grizzlies or the Bulls. And if the team you bet on hits a three, you win regardless of your bet's outcome. No matter what your favorite sport is, BetMGM is always at your fingertips with innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code RIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on either the Grizzlies or the Bulls to hit a three. New customer offer paid in free bets. You must be 21 years or older. You must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Nothing goes together in Memphis like Topps Barbecue and basketball, and their dining rooms are officially back open. They've been in business since 1952, and their hours are 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. with drive-thrus open until 10 p.m.
You know, my dad raised me on Topps Burgers. I know many of you Memphians the same. You know, nothing's changed since they opened in 1952. That menu's still the same. The sauce, the slaw, the beans, better than ever.
You can order online at toppsbarbecue.com.
Pull up to Church's today for Boneless that's bringing it all. Bringing buttermilk marinated juiciness and all white meat deliciousness. Try our new Texas tenders or chicken sandwich with new smoky honey Q sauce for just $3.99. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
If you are on the hunt for a moving company, first of all, I recommend Black Tie Moving because they are the best in Memphis. And I would say even if you think you're going to bring your friends along and you're going to pay them in pizza and beer, something's going to get broken, your walls are going to get scratched up, you're going to regret it, don't do it. Call Black Tie Moving for all your moving needs. If it's home or office, cross town, cross the country, make sure you call my friends at Black Tie Moving, 316-6196-316-6196. They have changed moving in the city of Memphis, because when you're moving, you're not just moving things, you're moving precious pieces of your life. Black Tie understands. They're licensed, they're bonded, they're insured, their movers are professionally trained, they're on time. I know it because I've used them not once, but twice, and I'm glad I did it. They were lifesavers. Give them a call, 316-6196. Go ahead and book your move now, because it is going to start booking up fast. Summer is just around the corner, which means moving season is here. Black Tie wants to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, change and moving in the city of Memphis. Call today.
The NBA season is rolling along, games every single day, and now it's baseball season two. Perhaps you're a Cardinals fan or a Cubs fan or a lonely Mets fan like me who enjoys having a drink while you're watching 9 innings. If so, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that my drink of choice is New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish, as I'm sure you know by now. It's so smooth you can drink it straight, and it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka. vodka that is reasonably priced. You can spend more money on a bottle of vodka if you want to, but I don't know why you would do that when I have identified a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon, lemon, coconut, the list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar or a restaurant or a liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
Switching your car insurance to Geico is both easy and could save you hundreds. It's the best of both worlds. Like a butcher with a sense of humor. A co-meat-ian.
Well, I'd tell you a joke, but I'd probably butcher it. The stakes are too high.
Geico. Easy and savings. The best of both worlds.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I don't let yourself down. Yeah.
Live Love Memphis Group and RE/MAX Experts. Are you looking to buy? Are you looking to sell your home? Looking to get into the mix? Into the real estate waters of Memphis? Don't go it alone. Get with the team that's going to help you. That knows what it takes to get top dollar for your home. And knows how to get you in one. Right now it's more competitive than ever before. That doesn't mean it's easy. The Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts, they are here to help you. Email them info@livelovememphis.com.
Cubbin's loyal listener to ESPN Radio. Appreciate him for that. I was smart. Reached out to the Live Love team about selling his home in East Memphis. Knew what he wanted to sell his home for in this market. Just needed to know if they agreed it was possible. Can you even do that? Jennifer Carstensen came out, met with Cubbin's wife, let them know she could sell the house. They could sell the house for $15,000 more than what they wanted. It was the highest price per square foot in the area. But Jen knew with Live Love's marketing, they could get it done. They did. The home was sold in 24 hours and above list price. It's those kind of success stories and many others that we've been telling you about. Mine included got me done a little more than two years ago now. And they'll put you in that dream home as well if you like. Got a great team, great staff, April Darnell, Robbie Marbear, got to help me find mine. They'll help you find yours. 901-410-8818. Also help you sell the one you're in. And they'll do it at maximum price. 410-8818. It's the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
What's interesting, we spent a lot of time, just really quickly because I'm thinking about it right now, we spent a lot of time in the month of February talking about NBA Top Shot, right, and the NFTs and everything like that. The market's crashed. The NBA Top Shot market has crashed. Now, I don't know if it will always be this way. Markets go up, markets go down. These are the way things go, but
I didn't know enough about it.
I don't think it's an indictment of NFTs in and of themselves, because Luka Garza, for example, released his own, the Iowa Hawkeye player, right? Big time college basketball player. He released his one of one NFT. Luka was on 92.9 last week. His dad actually tweeted about it with KJ and Z.
Yep.
His NFT, which is again, one of one, went for $40,000. Now, that came with an experience as well. You get to spend a day with Luca, horse, dinner, all that. But $40,000, that's a ton of money for a guy that's never going to play in the NBA, right?
You spend a day with Luke.
Luca Garza, yeah.
Is it Luca Garza?
Mm-hmm.
It was Luke.
Your whole life is a lie, man. Your whole life has been a lie to this point. But yes, Luca Garza.
Yeah.
Iowa.
Yeah, I just said Luke Garza all season long.
Big eyebrows.
Yeah, big eyebrows, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Would get demolished.
Got player of the year, do you know?
Yeah,
yes.
I believe he was. Yep. Mm-hmm. Get demolished in a pick and roll in an NBA
just
system.
Just destroyed in an NBA game.
But that's okay. There's a lot of
You're
college
right,
players.
You rocked my world.
Great, great college
all,
player.
All
I need
long.
You to come back.
Yeah,
all
come back, come back Tyler Hansbrough.
I need Jason to sort of come back down to earth for a minute. We've sent him into orbit. But
doesn't look like a Luka.
That NFT went for $40,000 because why?
Why? The experience?
No, there was only one
marketing?
Of them.
What? There's only one. It's exclusive.
There's only
the supply. There's the supply and demand.
Look at that. Only one.
This is where I can jump back in and help you guys.
The NBA Top Shot market has crashed because they are circulating 35,000 now per moment. And that's a lot. When you when you're talking about the it was hard to get one. Mm-hmm. It was hard to get an NBA Top Shot, you know, a month ago, 2 months ago. There just weren't as many going around. You know, each base set was 1,000, 2,000, 4,000, in extreme cases, 10,000. Well, now we're talking about 35,000 per moment. They're not as rare. They're not as in demand. Therefore, like my Kyle Anderson one that we opened here on the show, I don't even know if I get $5 for it at this point. Now, again, maybe it comes back up. Maybe the interest and all that.
Sound like me trying to hang on to that Nets futures bet.
Yeah, I think people are pinning their hopes on the playoffs, people getting interested again. But, like, for example, there's a drop today. There's a legendary drop today. I think it's like a $200 pack. I ain't buying it.
There's a $99.99 one, too. There's like a $1,000 one I saw. They were sending direct
emails.
You're
looking at this stuff, too, now?
I looked at it. I study it because it's part of our business.
That's it, I ain't touching it, though. $999.
It's $1,000.
That's it.
And I will tell you, the presentation on the email is sexy as hell because they make those 3D images look good. I will tell you, this is what wrecked the traditional card market back in the 80s because when Leaf started overproducing, and now again, it's not NFTs, but that's why my dad was always lying to me when he said, Brad, go over there to the dime store and get some of those Leaf packs. Those Leaf gold packs are worth dick right now.
Yep.
Pardon my French. They're not worth much because they overproduced them.
Topps is also going to be releasing NFTs.
Are they exclusive one-on-ones, or is it just a bunch of them?
Yeah, so there's...
I think that's an important point, Jason. Like, you got to... If I own this, I want to be the guy who owns this one... Like
I could understand the value in something that's only there's only one in existence.
Right,
completely comprehensive.
You know, it's yours.
I can't understand how am I ever going to turn this Kyle Anderson or even let's say there were 2,000 of them. Right, that's still pretty damn rare in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
How am I going to turn though a Kyle Anderson layup that of which there are 35,000 into college tuition for Riley? How can I? I can't imagine a world where that happens. And it's just like anything else, whether it's Bitcoin or Ethereum or any other kind of crypto, it's all really not just about the viability of it and whether one day I'll be able to buy a car with Bitcoin. It's really about there's only a certain amount of Bitcoins that were mined.
Mm-hmm. So I still don't understand that market either.
Yeah. It's all sort of fugazi, like that Wolf of Wall Street scene, you know, with Matthew McConaughey. But.
All in on this stuff, though. How much have you invested total? If you're comfortable answering it.
In Top Shot, $100.
Okay.
In Top Shot, $100. In cryptocurrency, tens of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Yeah, and I feel, that investment has been...
You like that investment.
Oh, yeah, that investment has been quite lucrative. That investment has been... It goes up, it goes down. Mm-hmm. That's the way this goes. Anyway, they're dropping this $999 pack of Top Shots today. And that may be the only way that you can actually hope to get any kind of like return nowadays is if you get if you spend $1,000 and you're one of the 2,400 people that are lucky enough to get one, that might be the only way. Anyway, I wanted to pass that along. When we come back, Gary Parrish has a brand new top 25 and one out. Where is Memphis in that? We'll get to that. Andy Katz has some predictions about Memphis basketball. We'll get to that. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN is Memphis's sports place. Available everywhere for free on the Odyssey app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN on Comcast Xfinity TVs through Odyssey. Regionally on Blowtorch 680 AM. And we're the only station in Memphis with Rewind. Yeah, you can rewind 92.9 through Odyssey. A legacy of sports. Tiger. SEC and the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, Mid-South, this is Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. Once again, I'm here to welcome you to exceptional service. Call us today to find out why your friends and neighbors think we're a five-star company. Yes, that's right, five stars, over 2,500 five-star reviews in the last couple of years. Give us a call to find out today and get you started on exceptional service for all your termite, pest, and mosquito needs. We can take care of it today and get you started right away. Give us a call at 388-0852. That's 388-0852, or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did these be at when they said they're doing all this and all that? Tired of beefing your bones.
This entire show is vaccinated. That's a reason to celebrate. How about that?
That's true.
Made you sit down with a drink. Made you sit down with some Blue Note juke joints to celebrate that occasion. Good for any occasion, really. Smoother than smooth and bolder than the blues. You can drink it neat. You can drink it on the rocks. Make cocktails with it. All the recipe ideas are up at BlueNoteBourbon.com. Aged, crafted, sold right here in the city of Memphis. You can get it wherever your favorite liquors are sold throughout town. Best part, it's just $29.99. Great taste. Great price, made right here in Memphis. What more could you want? What are you doing? It's Monday. Pick yourself up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today. Look, interesting developments, right? Gary Parrish, who, of course, you can hear every afternoon from 4 to 6, covers college basketball for CBS Sports. We like to use his top 25 and 1 as a baseline for what we can expect. It's like a sign of things to come. It's almost like looking into the future a little bit, because if Gary has Memphis in his top 25 and 1, then the majority of the nation will and most likely should and most likely will have Memphis.
A lot of which are beat writers at local newspapers. They got no idea what the rest of the country looks like, so they look to an expert. That would be Gary.
Yes. He has his latest top 25 and 1 today. No Memphis in his top 25.
Drum roll or something.
And one today. I'm sorry. No.
I think we expected it.
I think it's best to just get to it.
Come on, let's be real. We had said this last week. We want to have him in there.
And this, of course, is counting the addition of Earl Timberlake.
Okay.
Now, there's still more to come. And I did text with him and I let him know, hey, we see that. We know that Memphis is not in there. And he did pass along that Memphis is in the 27 to 35 range. Of course, Memphis was in the 27 to 35 range going into last season as well. So they're actually 26th in terms of the receiving votes. So that's about exactly where they were going into last season. So they'll either be right where they were before last season or maybe some spots worse. We shall see how and if that changes with some pending additions. So that was one piece of Memphis basketball. That's not good news. You would like them to be in the top 25 and one. They are not in the top 25.
Doesn't have to be bad news.
And also, maybe some more, lighthearted or good news. Andy Katz over at NCAA.com has some way too early predictions on next season. And one of those predictions is that Memphis gets back to the NCAA tournament for the first time under Penny Hardaway. He has over 20 plus predictions, but number 15. Memphis will make the NCAA tournament for the first time under Penny Hardaway by earning a number 9 seed or better.
Yikes, they didn't win the conference, did they?
No. They will not have.
They did
won
not
the
win the conference next year as a 9 seed. Is my first take on
that's
that.
That's right. They'll be an at large, or maybe I guess they could have won the conference tournament. And so, yeah, that's Andy Katz's prediction. He also believes Duke, Indiana, Kentucky, and Louisville will return to March Madness. Almost said Memphis Madness.
Oh, Indiana's back in already.
Yeah, he's got Indiana. That's pretty quick. Now, wow. Mike Woodson's doing some good things. I will say he's keeping those guys in the fold. All those guys have stayed.
I saw you got our man Stewart.
Trace Jackson-Davis right. staying. I mean, that's big time for them.
I think he's going to be better than a lot of folks think. But I just, that's still, to get back at the tournament, that represents a hell of a job. Penny's still trying to do that. I like it. It's good news, right? You expected Memphis to be back next year. What I do not expect is Memphis to be a 9 seed. I expect them to be better than that because I think they should challenge Houston and maybe even going into this thing. We'll see what happens in the offseason. But they should be right there with Houston in terms of the pick in the AAC with this kind of talent.
I think it's worth reporting this as breaking news, which is powered by our friends at Odyssey. And this is coming from Woj and Malika Andrews. In the aftermath of the police shooting and the unrest in Minneapolis, conversations are now ongoing about possible postponement of the Nets-Timberwolves game, which is tonight. The Twins-Red Sox game has been postponed. Decision expected later this afternoon. I mean, it's getting rough in Minneapolis. Somewhat understood, but certainly a difficult time, and they're going through it.
Yeah, we saw that in Orlando at the bubble, right?
Yep.
In the wake of the unrest there, it was the Jacob Blake shooting, I believe, is the one that happened there.
Yeah, that's what Milwaukee started.
Outside of Milwaukee, yeah, mm-hmm. And they I guess you want to say protested the games played. They ultimately had conversations, right? But took a day or two off, got back to it. I would expect that to happen. I would expect, these are incredibly emotional times, and you know, sometimes it requires sort of drastic measures like this, right? I don't know how sort of what more can be said, right? Mm-hmm. After everything that's been said the last 9 to 12 months, I don't think it's about words anymore. At this point, it's about action, and that's one thing that, of course, is being considered. So that will bear some watching. That is going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jason for whipping up those respect burgers.
We do what we can.
And I do hope that Andy Katz, by the way, is right. I hope that he is correct in his assessment or prediction.
Oh, he will be.
That Memphis is back to the tournament because this community certainly needs it. This community absolutely needs it. Gene Otto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Free anywhere on the Odyssey app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Hey, everyone. It's Gary Parrish. And look, I love talking sports betting, but I also believe it's important to put safety first. And FanDuel agrees, which is why FanDuel has teamed up with the American Gaming Association to support their Have a Game Plan campaign and encourage you to please bet responsibly. FanDuel is committed to offering tools and resources to help you stay safe every time you use their app. Learn more at FanDuel.com/playsafe. And if you or anyone you know has a gambling problem, please call the Tennessee Red Line for help, 1-800-889-9789. 21 plus and present in Tennessee, that's 1-800-889-9789.
At Kroger, everything we sell is guaranteed fresher than fresh because our associates constantly check to make sure everything is at the peak of freshness. That means peeking at the peaches, spying on the steaks, and delving deep into the dairy department. So everything we sell is guaranteed fresh or we'll make it right. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the buy five or more, save $1 each sale. Just buy five or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
Jason Smith here, and listen, AutoZone's always been my go-to when it comes to keeping my 2006 Mazda on the road here in Memphis, especially when it comes to my battery, which I've always had tested and occasionally have had to replace at AutoZone. Their free battery services will let you know if you need a new battery or simply a fresh charge. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. Battery trouble? Not anymore. Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember,